Our Daily Bread is brought to you every morning, 7 days a week at 8 a.m. by the Circle Drive-In, Plains, Montana, where good food and friendly faces remind us of the blessings we share. May your day be filled with faith and gratitude. A special thanks to Joe and the staff at Our Daily Bread for the opportunity to spread the gospel. Founded in 1956, Our Daily Bread continues to inspire hearts and nourish souls.
Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Isaiah 55, verse 8.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our Plans and God's Plans was written by Jennifer Benson Schult and read by Rochelle Traub.
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 12. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower, and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. God's Plans, written by Jennifer Benson Schult. Many years ago, my husband decided to take a trip to Africa with a group of people from his church. At the last minute, the group was prevented from going on its journey. Everyone was disappointed, but the money they'd collected for airfare, lodging, and food was donated to the people they'd tried to visit. The people used it to construct a building that would shelter victims of abuse. Recently, at a prayer breakfast, my husband met someone who lived in the village he'd almost traveled to so many years ago. This person was a teacher who said he walked by the building every day. He confirmed that God had used it to provide for the most vulnerable people in the area. Our plans and desires don't always match what God has in mind, for His thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are our ways His ways. God's ways aren't just different from ours. His ways are higher and better because what He does is consistent with who He is. This truth gives us hope when our efforts to serve Him don't turn out the way we'd planned. It might be years before we're able to look back and trace God's influence through certain situations. For now, though, as we continue to reach out to the world in His name, we can remember that God is always powerfully at work. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that Your ways are higher and better than ours, even when we don't understand. Help us to trust Your wisdom and continue to serve You faithfully, knowing that You are always at work for our good and for Your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. When have you felt disappointed with an experience? How might God use this to teach you something about Himself?